This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Survivors of Islamic State's Group 2015 attack on Paris and those who mourn the 130 people killed that night are now bracing for a long-awaited trial that starts this week in Paris. A cell of nine Islamic State militants armed with automatic rifles and explosive vests left a trail of dead and injured at the national stadiums, Paris bars and restaurants, and a concert hall on November 13th, 2015. Nearly all the attackers were from France or Belgium, as were the cell's 10th member, who is the only one still alive. He is the chief defendant among 20 people charged in a trial is expected to last about 9 months. A special secure court in Paris was constructed just to hold the trial. The Taliban is promising the people of the Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, that there will be no discriminatory act against them. This came after the Taliban claimed victory over the region, which was the last province to be seized by the group in an aggressive blitz to take over Afghanistan. The people of Panjshir are ethnically distinct from the Taliban and fought against the Islamists during their rule from 1996 to 2001. Pictures on social media showed Taliban members standing in front of a gate at the Panjshir provincial governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan, led by the Panjshiri leader, Ahmad Massoud. Massoud, who leads a force drawn from remnants of regular Afghan army and special forces units, as well as local militia fighters, said in a Twitter message he was safe, but he gave no details. This is VOA News. After the Taliban's complete takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked by a reporter if he will recognize the Taliban. Biden's response was, "That's a long way off." The reporter had also asked Biden what will happen to Afghans stuck in third countries in reference to evacuees who fled the country as the Taliban took power, but Biden appeared not to hear that question. Biden had approached the gaggle of reporters on the White House lawn and appeared to want to make a statement saying that we've got a big day tomorrow, but he broke off as members of the press pool began shouting questions about Afghanistan. The main underground group coordinating resistance to Myanmar's military government called for a nationwide uprising. The group's national unity government views itself as a shadow government composed of elected legislators who were barred from taking their seats when the military seized power in February. The group's acting president called for revolt in every village, town, and city in the entire country. At the same time, he declared what he called a state of emergency. A video of his speech was posted on Facebook. The country has been racked by unrest since the military ousted the government of Aung San Suu Kyi, with a low-level insurrection in many urban areas. Millions of jobless Americans lost their unemployment benefits on Monday, leaving only a handful of economic support programs for those who are still being hit financially by the year-and-a-half-old coronavirus pandemic. Two critical programs expired Monday. One provided jobless aid to self-employed and gig workers, and another provided benefits to those who have been unemployed for more than 6 months. Further, the Biden administration's $300 weekly supplemental unemployment benefit also ran out Monday. It's estimated that roughly 8.9 million Americans will lose all or some of those benefits. While the White House has encouraged states to keep paying $300 weekly benefit by using money from the stimulus bills, no states have opted to do so far. A nationalist Buddhist monk in Myanmar, notorious for his anti-Muslim remarks, has been freed from prison after charges that he tried to stir up disaffection against the country's previous civilian government were dropped. The monk, Warathu, became prominent in 2012 after deadly riots broke out between Buddhists and ethnic minority Rohingya Muslims in the western state of Rakhine. He founded a nationalist organization that was accused of inciting violence against Muslims. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.